Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Katz with a Dish. This is John Katzalamidis. I write for the Greenspun Media Group. That's the Katz Report, Las Vegas Sun, Las Vegas Weekly, and all the other titles in GMG. How you doing, Dishy?
Dishy's good, Katzy.
Star of stage and screen.
Oh, yes. And... in my own dreams, though, somewhere. I don't know what that is.
I'm going to keep watching TV in case you show up, you know?
Oh, you never know. You never know. But speaking of TV...
on that topic
on
of flat
that topic,
screens.
Wow, and I don't even have to say, what a segue. But actually, we have something fun coming up this weekend. We are going to see...
Faith and Tim.
Faith and Tim.
Tim and Faith.
Yes, Tim and Faith.
Tim and Faith? In that order? Tim and Faith.
As in,
soul to soul. At,
yes, Hill and McGraw.
Venetian.
Well, I guess we should kind of, you know, simply get right in. And it's
we
been known all over town that...
All over town.
And now all over the country that we have a brand new reality show.
Yes.
Premiering on TLC this Sunday at 10 o'clock called Sin City Rules.
Sin City Rules, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. And it is a group of women kind of in the housewives type frame, I guess is how you can
a
most...
A quintet yeah. of women.
And one of them just happens to be someone who is very close to both of us, who
Absolutely.
We've known a long time, that we love and adore, Miss Alicia Jacobs, who is a former guest a
yes,
couple of times, actually.
That's right. She's been on with us before. The beautiful and magnanimous Alicia Jacobs talking about Sin City Rules. So stick around. I know we will.
Viva Las Vegas.
This is Melody Sweets from Absinthe, and you're listening to Katz with the Dish.
Las Vegas.
This is Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. It's a pretty slow week for major new releases, but there are a couple of interesting indie movies opening over at the Regal Village Square. The Irish horror movie Citadel takes genuine social and political issues and turns them into supernatural creatures, neutralizing the potential power of its gritty real-world setting. The story starts out as a bleak urban drama, with young father-to-be Tommy witnessing his pregnant wife being brutally attacked by a gang of young hoodlums. She dies and leaves behind a newborn daughter, whom Tommy must care for while living in abject fear in the dilapidated slums that are still haunted by feral young people. Tommy's extreme post-traumatic stress disorder makes for some affecting drama in the movie's first half, but once he hooks up with a crazed priest and discovers the true supernatural nature of his wife's attackers, the movie becomes harder and harder to take seriously. I give Citadel 2 stars out of 5. Also opening at Village Square is Deanna Vreeland, The Eye Has to Travel, a fawning documentary about influential Harper's Bazaar and Vogue fashion editor Deanna Vreeland. It's slick and sometimes entertaining, but ultimately shallow and superficial, offering little insight into Vreeland's life and work other than that people loved her. And it's marred by an awkward voiceover technique, with actors stiffly reading a dialogue between Vreeland and writer George Plimpton in place of direct interviews with the subject. I give Deanna Vreeland, The Eye Has to Travel, 2.5 stars out of 5. If you're looking for something a little more high profile to see this weekend, 3 of my favorite movies of the year are currently in theaters. Joe Wright's adaptation of the classic novel Anna Karenina is a refreshing approach to the story of infidelity and depression. Silver Linings Playbook is an off-kilter take on the familiar romantic comedy format with excellent performances. And Ben Affleck's Argo, still in a few theaters, is an engrossing and dynamic thriller that engages history while remaining entertaining. That's a look at what's in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and online at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair, so viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Welcome back. Sitting with us now is a woman probably best known for her years as entertainment reporter at Channel 3 in Las Vegas. She is currently a member of the cast of the TLC reality series Sin City Rules. And hide behind something solid when you see this show. It premieres Sunday at 10 p.m. And the show features 5 prominent women in Las Vegas, including our guests. Welcome our friend Alicia Jacobs.
Oh, Sparkle woke up.
Oh, and Sparkle.
And we have Sparkle, the wonder dog.
Yes, Sparkle. Again, not the greatest watchdog in the world, but definitely
not the, greatest
the most
watchdog.
Beautiful
a cast
male in the
member.
World. Yeah, but a cast member,
but
yes.
A cast member also.
Legitimately a cast member, I think I would say.
Okay, I have to
who
do...
Who arrived unscathed.
Yes, I have to do a so full disclosure from the beginning. That I, obviously anybody who knows us in town knows that Alicia is my BFF, my sister, someone who I literally probably talk to more than anybody. Okay, so anyways, so I have to say though that I am in some future episodes of the show. So I have a confidentiality agreement, which I cannot discuss what I know happens in the future. Katz, you have seen the show.
I have seen the show.
The first episode. I have not, as much as I begged and pleaded, I have did not had access to the first episode. So I just kind of, we have to, you know, put that disclaimer out there.
It was mostly an audio experience, the way this thing played out.
That might be for the best.
Pirating protection, I expect, when you watch it on my version. It was about
I didn't know we were so popular.
Two-thirds of... I don't know what the market value of a screener version of the show is. So let's talk. I watched the show last night, and you get destroyed in this show, in the first
thank
episode
you.
by
well,
Lana
don't say
Fuchs.
Thank you. Just so you know the facts of it. Yeah.
What happens in this show, and the trailer, if you've seen the promotional trailer for Sin City Rules, it's a very aggressive... one of the figures is Lana Fuchs, is very aggressive in her opinion of
who?
Alicia.
Never heard of her in my life.
She comes after you pretty heavily in the premiere episode.
But okay, can I just say, you were, if this is the case, which I'm sure it is because you watched it, but what makes me really laugh very hard is in the promos, Lana keeps saying, well, I don't care anything about Alicia. I don't care what, oh, sorry, Alicia. I don't care what she does. I don't care anything. But from the buzz around is that all she does is care about Alicia.
There is
all she does is talk about her.
There's a high measure of insulting accusatory material coming out of Lana. Before we talk anything about that, and you're in this whirlpool of this show, when you signed for the show,
whirlpool or cesspool.
Your show. But before we get into all that, I have to ask you, having seen this and knowing you, I felt really, really uncomfortable and was just hoping it would get to the end. You know, I really wanted it just to be over. And what kind of show did you think you were getting involved in when you signed on for this? It was originally called High Rollers, Las Vegas High Rollers.
It was originally called Vegas Elite, and then
Vegas Elite.
Well, yeah, originally,
Katz,
you were contacted.
This all started, with an outreach to myself and other people in the media looking for cast members.
They put it all out there for cast members.
Yeah, it was wide open, yeah. And yours was a name that I responded with. And they'd already had that idea.
Thanks a lot, jerk.
You could have said no. That's my question. What kind of show did you think you were going to be into?
I am absolutely... a big fan of the Housewives franchise. Definitely, I admit to it being a guilty pleasure. I've watched them all probably since the first episode. Evolution Media is the company that produces our show. They also produce Real Housewives of OC in mm-hmm. Beverly Hills. So already it got my attention thinking, wow, I like their work. I always considered their product to be a classy product. I kind of liked the way they presented things, although, you know, it has its moments like they all do. And, you know, I believe I was probably the last person to sign my contract because I did have a lot of concerns. I had gone through a tough time in my life about a year before that, and mm-hmm. the last thing in the world I wanted to do was be involved in anything negative or controversial again. I just wanted peace and quiet in my life. Having said that, I thought, you know, this could be really interesting. I've been in TV my whole career, but I have never done reality. Mm-hmm. So this could be a whole new adventure, and let's give it
a shot.
But
I come back to, what were your concerns specifically, other than, you know, it might turn out somehow negatively? Were there concerns in your head while you were waiting to sign the contract about how you would be depicted?
Absolutely.
And your reputation?
Absolutely.
That did cross your mind?
Absolutely. I was, believe it or not, silly as it sounds, I didn't want it to get into my personal life about, you know, who she's dated. I had reasons mm-hmm. for that.
Which is imparted in the show. You're talking about who you dated?
Yes.
In the premiere episode?
Yes, because you know what? After I saw what was going on, that seemed like nothing. I thought, we'll talk about that any day. You know, what I was told and Loring was there with me a couple of mm-hmm. times. You know, I trust his judgment, and he sat in
your
on the
still
meetings.
Husband, Loring Jacobs, Dr. Mm-hmm. Loring Jacobs.
Who's on the show as well.
Is he on? Is he? Did he?
I yes.
Make what? The,
I mean, you never
scene?
Know. He may be on the cutting room floor, but no, I do believe you'll see. No, actually, I know you'll see at least
okay.
a couple of scenes.
All right.
Yeah. I was told this is a show. It's not exactly like Real Housewives. It differs in that the women on this show are more self-made. They've come about their success, not because of a man, but because of their own hard work, things they've accomplished on their own. Whereas a lot of the times with the housewives, the women are cast because they are married to a powerful man or because mm-hmm. of who their husband is. And they said, that's not the direction we want to take with this show. We want strong, powerful women in Las Vegas, and we want to show Las Vegas. And so that was another thing that was important to me is I've lived here my whole life. In my opinion, I don't think anybody's ever done a show in or about Las Vegas and really captured the essence of my Las Vegas or the Las Vegas I grew up in and now live in. And so they made it they were adamant about the fact they really were going to rely on us as cast members and locals to show them Las Vegas. And they were very eager to portray that. And I love that idea. So it was that combined with the fact that I thought, you know, this could also be a really good career move. I look at some of the other women, not all, but some women have done the Housewives franchise and they've done very well because of it. And they've spun it into some really exciting career opportunities. And that was certainly very appealing to me as well. Mm-hmm. What I didn't want to do, and I made it very clear, is I do not want to be involved in screaming, catfights, anything of that nature, because that isn't, it's not my style, it's not my nature.
Well, that's erased in the trailer.
Yeah, in the trailer, but looking around in that trailer, you are not there. And there's another clip that is on TLC.com where a comment is said to one of your cast members, Amy, a comment is said that said, Alicia's not here to, that Amy Hanley says, where's Alicia? Apparently, it looks like it's this big confrontation that is shown on TLC, on the trailer. And they said, where's Alicia? And they make it clear that you are not there during that. Do you think that was done on purpose by the producers? Or what do you think with that?
I think that that's very possible. I think that by the time that took place, I was pretty frazzled by that. That came toward the end of production, and
I know you can't talk about what takes
place. I'm choosing my words very carefully because, you know, I'm not going to say it's not a compelling scene because from what I've seen, which is the same thing you guys mm-hmm. have seen, it is compelling.
It's definitely an eye catcher. Like, it's gonna. I hate to say it, if I don't know the people, I am extremely that. Let me say, if this happened in Detroit Housewives or Detroit City Rules, whatever you want to do, Kansas City Rules, it would make me want to watch it 100%. But in a way, I guess, it's so hard to talk when you can't really say what you know. But I'm just going to go at what is on the trailer. So you expected that it was going to be something. Do you think a lot of it, and I'm going to, as a producer myself, and done many reality shows and talk shows and things like that, that you can only really make what you're given. Do you think a lot of it has to do with the way that the direction went with the show based on the cast?
Yeah, I think for the most part, yes. I think, there was one woman in particular who decided, and you'll see this very obviously, that she mm-hmm. hated me before she ever met me, which is very concerning. When you see this kind of hatred, which I think Kat's, you've seen.
It's Lana Fuchs who comes after you pretty much uniformly.
Yeah.
In the opener, at least in the premiere. And I don't know how this played out during filming, but it is that. With Vegas, the show you described that you thought you were going to be on is not the show that it is, at least the premiere episode. It's Las Vegas is the backdrop to a lot of, is the setting to a lot of personal give and take and a lot of acrimony. In this, so far, it's directed to you from her. Mm-hmm. Now, she hits you on your physical appearance. She hits you on your professional claims of being an entertainment reporter today. She comes after you that way. And there's just a lot of, she claims that you sleep with married men, for example, and you're not
able to. I've heard that about you too, by the way.
I sleep with myself and I'm single. But the point is that you're not defending yourself through this episode. Now you're in it. Now you're in the show. Now people are watching it. In the filming, in a general sense, are you going to be shown firing back in any way? Do you get in a discussion with Lana or anybody else on the show and counter what they're saying about you? Because at the end of this show, it looks like you're preparing to do just that. You promise to fire back in future episodes. Can we expect that? Do you know?
Hey, I'll cut if I have to. No. well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it was my resolve in the beginning that I just was not going to play that game. I was not going to lower myself to that level. You're not going to see me do that. I will not do that. I will handle it my own way. I will defend myself. I hate even having to say I have to defend myself, because the odd thing is all of these things that she's attacking me on, complete 100 lies, 100% lies. Now, you know what? There are things that she could have attacked me on that were true, that she probably could have taken some shots at, and I would have had to own up to them because they were truthful. She didn't really go there, at least not that I know of. Everything that has been told to me that she's attacked me on, 100% lies, and I will swear on my dog here, who I love more than life,
okay, so
that they're lies.
Let's go through them right now. So you have not had, you have not broken up homes or been
never.
Married men. Okay,
I've obviously never slept with a married man. I've never broken up a home. You know, you will know my social life is pretty sad, actually. It's, you both know this.
I don't want to say that because you are my best friend.
But it's true.
But yes, you are not a big dater. You know, no. You are not.
Well, I think one thing too, AJ, I mean, you can say two things, let's say that. When you give up the editing of something like this, you're kind of just, and you know this better than anybody, how video editing can make someone look, you know, any which way. You can talk to me for 15 seconds, I can look like a drug abuser, you know?
And that's, I asked about that. And that was one of my first concerns. I said, you know, are you guys going to edit this and make me or my friends or anybody look like, you know, bozos? And the answer I got, which I thought was a fair answer, they said, you will come across exactly as you are. We cannot put words in your mouth. We cannot make you say or do things that you wouldn't do. And I thought, all right, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. But what I didn't take into account was that they were going to surround me with a lot of insane behavior, and especially a woman, again, that decided she hated me with passion before she met me.
Do you think that this hatred is, I wonder about this skeptically, because I only know maybe an average amount about these types of shows, but the one thing that they have in common is it's at some level staged. In other words, it's presented, you guys are put in a situation that is for the cameras. Now, the feelings that come out might be real, but under absent the show, you guys are not, you and anybody on the cast are not going to be out there chirping at each other in this context. You know, it's for the cameras. Do you think that she is exaggerating or even fabricating her opinions of you just to play to the show because it's effective TV?
I do. You know, my whole thing is usually when you have that kind of hatred for somebody, it's because you have a history with them, or they've done something to you, or they've harmed you, or
did you know her at
family.
All before the show?
Never heard of her in my life.
Before she was
okay,
cast?
Okay, I'm going to come out and say it. I believe that there is...
You were there. What do you think, Dishy?
I can't give any specifics.
What's your sense
of it? My sense
of it is... I don't want anybody to get in trouble.
Yeah, is that... No, and I'm not going to give any information about the show whatsoever.
We don't want
but
that.
In me just being around, I truly believe that Lana is a woman who all of the other women on this cast, I'll be honest with you, I've lived here how long, you've lived here how long, you've lived here, we've all lived here a long time, and you've been here
forever.
Your whole life.
Native.
And I have never heard of this woman before in my life. I have never heard of her. All of a sudden, like literally, I had to do research on her and to find out who she was, because I've never heard of her. For me, I believe that she saw that of the cast members, Alicia is the most prominent. And I'm going to say it, the most gorgeous, the most everything that is on this, that's on the cast. And I'm not saying negative about the other women because, you know, I mean, Alicia's a beauty queen. She's gorgeous. I mean, no one's going to have any issues with that.
That's not the concern.
But that I believe that there's a lot of jealousy. And so when you want attention, you go after the jealousy. I believe Lana's extremely insecure and she's extremely jealous. Sorry, I can't go into that. But yes, there has been an attack that I've been aware
of. What she says is again, this is her words, not mine. She refers to her as the lizard. She does a thing where she puts her hands on her face and pulls her face back. I'm doing it for the radio audience.
Yes.
But yeah, and makes reference to, you know, in her opinion, you've had a lot of plastic surgery done. You know.
Okay, which I think is very, very funny. And I'm going to say this right out. I'm going to interrupt because
she appears to have had.
Oh, yes. I was just going to say.
Yeah, you think.
I'll say it.
Okay.
Good God.
The Las Vegas Sun has a picture. Greenspun Media has a picture that has been in a lot
pictures.
Of the articles of Lana Fuchs a few years ago. And I'm sorry, I would not have put the same person next to each other. I've known Alicia now for almost 20 years. We were both mere, you know, infants when we met, but I've known Alicia for 20 years, and other than her hair color and perhaps her chest size, and most definitely her chest size.
Well, she talks about being, you both, I know this, have talked about being a Botox.
Yeah,
like
who that? Women, are you kidding me?
Which to me is like, to me, for a woman, it's like a guy shaving it.
Yes,
anymore,
it's a manicure and a pedicure. I'm sorry.
I think that that's fairly common. I mean, when I think of plastic surgery, I think of knife.
There's never been a knife on my face.
Scalpel.
How about
you
that?
Know, the whole,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Never. Never.
So,
never.
I mean, I've known you for how long? And you are, your face looks exactly the same, other than your hair color is different. Your hair was darker, and true, your chest size has gotten larger.
True.
But so other than that, but I don't think that you do that. Whereas this woman doesn't even look like the same person. So I'm kind of like,
I did not even know it was the same person.
You see me?
When
yeah.
I saw the picture in the newspaper, I was like. And I had to see Lana Fuchs.
Yeah, that's like,
so there's,
like
but
the
you see
same
some,
person.
You see that there's some hypocrisy.
Absolutely.
In her
and I'm
coming
an
out.
Enormous amount.
But
I think
know,
it's
I
jealousy. I'm
going to
say
that.
It. I think it's jealousy. I think she's jealous of Alicia, and so what you're insecure about, you attack. I'm
let's
sorry.
Let's talk about something I think that is just as important, especially as this plays out, as any of the physical, you know. Insults that come from Lana, and that is your profession. They have taken issue with you describing yourself as an entertainment reporter
yeah.
in the context of this show.
Great,
let's straighten this out. You are not a full-time reporter with Channel 3, but you have contributed as a freelancer to
correct.
The NBC affiliate. That's it.
I am a freelance entertainment reporter.
Right.
Fact.
Okay.
At Channel 3.
And also other
fact.
Places as well, correct?
To CNN and Headline News.
As freelance, yeah, it's defined.
And I get called in to do commentary if they're doing a story where they think I can contribute.
Okay. So that's
which
what a freelancer
sporadic,
does.
But yeah, absolutely.
Okay. When you were filming in general, was that a concern? Was that talked about between you and the producers, how you were to be described professionally? Because it's a big issue in the show. They keep coming back to that.
No, not really. That was Svetlana again. She just kept like beating this. And I kept saying, I didn't know I had to give you a description of my professional life. You know, if you really want to know what it is, I'll sit down and I'll talk to you about it. But why would you care? I don't understand why you would care at all. You know, and I said, the first time she asked me, I said, yes, I appear on the 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock newscasts, which I didn't qualify it by saying when I'm on. I didn't
which
even
you
know
were
this
never
woman.
On. You were never on 5 days a week or seven
no,
days a
never,
week. Yeah.
Never.
I mean, it was always.
And I didn't know this woman. I thought, why would she care so much? This is so bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
As time went on, I saw that it was like,
well, somebody, I mean, this is how this culture is working here, where it bleeds into real life, because I know somebody anonymously has called Channel 3 to verify your
yes,
state of
on the show.
Employee.
Oh,
is that a call that's on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was wondering if that is a call that they would have a camera recording someone trying to do a personal investigation work on your career. I mean, that seems to be unsettling
no,
to me.
That was Lana again.
Is it what
again?
Is this worth it, AJ? I mean, is this? Let's say you go through the season. What is your contract for one season right now?
Yes.
Would you re-up, knowing what you know about it now? Would you sign on for another season? I mean, that is the biggest. I think the biggest concern of all. Now you know. Now you know the forum in which you're in, this steel cage match with her, especially. Would you come back? Because it could do a great deal of additional damage potentially. Now we know to your reputation. I mean, you can say that after one
show. There's two ways to look at this, and believe me, I do, because there's a part of me that thinks, okay,
trust me, she does worry about this all the time. This is a discussion that you have a lot with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways to look at it. I have put a lot into this, a lot of tears and sweat and effort and time and investment on many levels, a lot into this project. What would bother me is if it was all for nothing, if it mm-hmm. just goes on the air. It's all for naught. It turns out to be a really bad experience. And then it's like, okay, what did I just do?
Well, you could have done,
you know,
you could have done some potentially, I say, only after one show, some irreparable damage
yeah.
to, you know, or some irreparable damage could have been done to you
yeah.
with no gain.
Yeah. Believe me, I'm very worried about that.
Yeah.
So I think about that. And I think, oh my God, I'd have to be a complete moron to subject myself to this.
After watching the
again.
First show, I was thinking, why in the world would I
want to sign on for more of this.
Wow, it was it must really be bad.
No, I mean, no, I am for Sunday night.
No, I was only because you can imagine. I mean, you can imagine if you, you know, I know somebody personally going on. It's a friend of mine. You don't like. I just was like, please focus on somebody else for a while. You know, please go away.
But why
you know,
should they? I'm the perfect target.
But yeah, and well, this conflict is the cornerstone of the show. But you know, I think that if you're going to have valid complaints about what's happening to you in the show, why not just tell them, you know what? I've filled my commitment.
Here's the thing. So
bye-bye.
That's the one side that I think mm-hmm. about. And then I think, okay, I went into this thinking it was one thing. I went into it, you know, somewhat ignorant to the experience because I had never done this before and I did not really know what to expect. But then I think, so if I did this again, nobody knows. Who knows if there even is a season two? Who knows if they even invite you back? I mean, these mm-hmm. things are all, you never know. They're mm-hmm. very uncertain. I think if I were to do it again, I'd be going into it this time with my eyes wide open, almost with a preemptive strike and ready to, you know, mm-hmm. deal with these things as they come along, where I certainly was not prepared the first time. I was like, what the hell is happening?
Uh-huh.
This is not what I
expected. And you didn't know the women. So, you right. know, you and didn't I did know their not personalities.
Know, I did if not know the beast, so to speak.
If it required
no
to get you to, for you to get dirty with Lana and just go in there and just turn it into a knife fight, would you do it? Because that might be what they're after for great TV, is for you to just go full tilt and hammer her.
A knife fight?
You know, a skunk fight, whatever you mean. You know, that's a metaphor. But, you know, a real, when get dirty with her. Get as insulting as she has been to you.
It is not now, nor will it ever be my nature to stoop to that level. It just, I will never, never roll around in the mud. Mm-hmm. I will not. It just doesn't matter. I can't think of anything that would put me there. You know, at the very least, at the end of the day, I have pride in myself. Yeah. And I know I do know about this show is I handled myself very well. And in spite of the beating that I took, I don't think that I really did anything that I'm ashamed of. I was attacked a great deal and I ate a lot of crap because of it, but the one thing I needed to hold on to was that I maintained my self-respect. Mm-hmm. And I hope that the audience sees that. So that part is important to me. And that won't change. So no, I would not do that. Now, she and I, you will see as the season goes on, we have many an altercation, not physical, verbal, mm-hmm. but yeah. Many an altercation. And then she has this sister who is out of her tree, who, in my opinion,
yes,
shows
I will
up,
validate that.
She seems...
She shows up drunk yeah, or gets drunk.
Well, no, you see her being physical in the trailers.
Yeah, 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 I mean, there's a fight involving her.
But I do believe, as a human being, she absolutely has a problem with substance abuse. And, you know, to not get her help would be a crime. Mm-hmm. The woman has problems. So, you know, not only am I dealing with Lana hating me, I'm dealing with this cuckoo bird sister that they had to like restrain her one night at the mob museum because she was trying to come at me physically, and that's all on the trailer. You can uh-huh. that's for your viewing yeah. pleasure. I mean, it's
I
like
love that it's
what?
The mob museum.
I know, so yeah. it's very, but what we can say, because we do have to wrap up, is that I guess from what I'm hearing in the first episode, it is very one-sided. So I just would want to tell the viewers that watch on Sunday night to stay tuned to future episodes because, again, not giving anything away,
here's what
I will
say. The
story will unfold.
I hope if anybody watches episode one, please stay with it and yeah. watch what happens, because what I can tell you is you will see that you will see everything that Lana accused me of. Not true.
All right. If you can hang with this show, because this is the first show's in context of a longer season, and there's going to be an arc, and there's going to be more to be revealed.
Right.
Thanks for joining us, the great Alicia Jacobs.
And Sparkle Jacobs.
And Sparkle, who made it to the end of the
table. Oh, he just woke up. He heard his name. He woke up. We forgot to ask him a question. That's our fault why he slept the whole time.
You can do the tagline. Thanks, AJ.
Thanks, guys.